A longtime opponent of the Endangered Species Act has been tapped to fill a key post guiding federal policy on threatened animals. In March, the Interior Secretary named Susan Combs the Acting Assistant Secretary for Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, alarming environmental advocates familiar with her career in Texas state politics. Asher Price is an environmental reporter for the Austin American Statesman, and he joins me now from Austin, Texas. Asher, why exactly are environmentalists so worried about Susan Combs?
Well, the thing to know about Susan Combs is that she's a rancher, and she approaches endangered species issues as a property rights issue. And while she was in state government here in Texas, she successfully moved power of overseeing endangered species issues from the state Parks and Wildlife Department to her office, which was the state comptroller's office. And that was her way of injecting issues of economic development into endangered species proposals. Endangered species regulations mean habitat protection, and with that means possible curtailing of mining activities, oil and gas activities, subdivision development, all sorts of things. And so she saw it as her mission. She really has a passion for this to halt what she sees as the creeping of the Endangered Species Act and federal overreach on private property rights.
Look, I think it's important to go deeper on that issue. As you have said, she is a rancher herself, and she knows very well what it is like when the federal government steps in to invoke this law. It can disrupt business. It can stop oil or gas or energy development in its tracks. And a lot of people in Texas, a lot of people in the West, actually see very much eye to eye with her on this.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly right. We have a long history of Texas and, of course, other parts of the country on really contentious endangered species issues. She very deliberately went about here in Texas pushing back on these endangered species issues, and she would get money from the state legislature, as much as $10 million, to fund research here in Texas to re-examine the science behind a lot of these species protections.
Talking about some of the specific species that Susan Combs actually fought to remove from protections in Texas.
One of the species that she's tried to delist is a bird called the golden-cheeked warbler, a small bird that nests here in central Texas. And it's been listed as endangered since the 1990s. And she even went so far as pressing military at Fort Hood, a big military installation here in central Texas, to say that habitat protections for the warbler, which nests at Fort Hood among many other places in central Texas, was harming the fight in the war on terror.
Because the military was restricted from doing certain things on the base?
Exactly. There were some training exercises that the military couldn't do during certain times of the year at certain parts of the installation. The installation is tens of thousands of acres big, so there was plenty of other space to do other military work. And my colleague Eric Dexheimer and I found that officials at the installation were saying that it really isn't a problem. Susan Combs and an ally of hers in the administration of George P. Bush, the General Land Office commissioner here, would write emails to the Fort Hood brass and get them to make statements to our newspaper saying that there was a problem, that they couldn't do the training that was necessary. So that just that example shows the kind of political stakes that were involved. And by the way, that ally from George P. Bush's office is now head of the EPA regional office here in Dallas.
So what would her role in the federal government be, and what exactly are environmentalists worried that she will do if she's able to carry out that role?
I think her title is Assistant Acting Secretary for Parks, Fish, and Wildlife. And among the agencies she'll oversee is the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, which carries out endangered species protections. One environmental group we spoke with said this is like putting an arsonist as town fire marshal. They're worried that she'll slow down species protections, maybe pull back on enforcement, and just generally kind of dismember the Endangered Species Act.
You know what's so interesting about this is that it mimics a lot of what we've seen at other federal agencies during the Trump administration. The White House has put people in charge of departments and agencies who are essentially there to dismantle the very work that those agencies are there to do. And I think the most obvious example of that is Scott Pruitt in the EPA, who has long been a fierce critic of the agency who he's now in charge of. Do you see similarities there in Susan Combs' role with the Endangered Species Act?
Oh, sure. I mean, I think there's just broadly a kind of pushback against some of the purposes of federal government. You know, a lot of Trump appointees have come in for criticism as being unprepared for their job. Mm-hmm. That is not the case with Susan Combs. She has thought a lot about this issue, both in and outside of government, pushing for the delisting of species, especially here in Texas.
That's Asher Price, an environmental reporter for the Austin American-Statesman. Asher, thank you.
Thank you very much, Peter.